This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine here on Vectis Radio, the community station for the Isle of Wight, and I have a guest coming for chat. His name is Paul Cox. He is, well, composer, conductor, orchestrator, apparently, of a new event called Classic Isle. So, Paul, tell us, why are you organising this event? It's brand new for the island, isn't it?
Yeah, afternoon, Kevin. It was brand new for the island, and it's a slightly different concept, sort of nationwide, really. Generally, you go to a concert, it's a one-off event, one evening, which initially Classic Isle was going to be. As time went on, we sort of built it up. We were looking for support acts for which was going to be initially the headliners, the London Mozart Players. Once we started looking at different acts to support, we were then offered other acts. Once they sort of came on board, we were then getting contacted directly by further acts, and all of a sudden this thing ballooned into a full-blown festival. So that's how it sort of transpired. I'm a businessman, my background. I've always been passionate about classical music, even as a youngster, you know, even at school. I was in the school choir, went into the local choir societies and so on and so forth, and it sort of stayed with me throughout my adult years. Been to many concerts on the on the mainland, and sort of in stately home settings, Royal Albert Hall, all been fantastic. And it's just, being an island boy, we don't get a lot of opportunities over here, and I thought to bring something like this or something like those events to the island, if we have to go to these things, they cost money. You have to organise a ferry, you have to organise somewhere to stay overnight, costs hundreds of pounds. So I thought, why not bring them to us? And that's where the concept all sort of came from, really.
Okay. Why has it happened this year all of a sudden? It seems to have sort of come out of nowhere in a way, doesn't it?
It has. I have been working on this for...
I'm sure you have.
For 4 or 5 years. It's not something that you can sort of put together too quickly, because artists, for one thing, are notoriously hopeless at responding to emails and phone calls. Their agents are even more hopeless, and it takes about a year to actually get somebody to confirm that they can actually come to these events. So I've been working on this in the background for a long time. I always used to go to the Osborne House concerts. They, to me, sort of lost their way a bit. Got too big, too many restrictions, and it lost its way. So when they stopped doing them a couple of years ago, they started bringing the pop festivals in. Then you weren't allowed to take alcohol or anything to eat. Everything was about the money, you know. They just wanted to take the money. So I thought, right, now's the ideal opportunity. Back to basics. You can come along. You can bring a hamper. You can bring as much wine as you want. You can sit on the grass. Just a relaxed atmosphere. We're taking the stuffiness out of it, out of the classical music. We've got a broad spectrum of different acts, from orchestral to choral to operatic to individual musical artists as well. So we've got a bit of everything for everybody, but it's just a relaxed affair.
Okay, because, you know, I think a lot of people look at classical music, it's a bit like the BBC proms, isn't it? When you see that, you think it's quite exclusive. And
yeah, not at all.
Yeah. What's your answer to that?
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, does it? I mean, this is, when you look at the Isle of Wight Festival and the festival, this is where music began. You know, this music is centuries old, and we're still playing them today. So that's how good it is. You know, are we going to be playing One Direction in 300 years' time? I doubt it very much. They're still going to be playing Beethoven.
What's the thought?
Well, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So, and the whole idea, the concept of this event is that it is relaxed. There's no stuffiness at all. You know, the artists that we've got, although world-class artists in their own right, and they are world-class, none of them have got this ridiculous celebrity status. You know, there's no divas. There's no people with attitude. They're not going to come with great big entourages or great big chips on their shoulder. They love what they do. They're professionals, but they turn out a fantastic performance.
Okay.
So It's not about the stuffiness. It's a relaxed affair.
Yeah. Is it fair to say this is it's beginning to sound like it because you're so passionate about it? Is this a personal crusade?
It is. Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, say we have our fair share of pop music over here, but when you look at the demographic of the island, the majority are the older generation. Mm. But there's nothing here for them. You know, they don't... I mean, you get the odd one, obviously, that want to go to the festival or the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yeah.
But this is filling in that little niche. I personally love, you know, I'd listen to this all day long as opposed to pop music, you know? Yeah.
Any idea where that came from, Paul, that love of classical? Is it something that's in the family? Or?
No, there's not a musician anywhere in the family. I'm the only one. I'm a bit of a freak, really, in the family. I'm sure they'll all agree with that. But... I went into the local church choir at 6 years of age, worked my way up to, you know, head choir boy. Then I went into, because I was brought up actually in Berkshire. I've been on the island for more years than I remember. I came in when I was 11. But I then went into the Berkshire Boy Choristers, and we were going out visiting and singing. You know, I was the one that used to sing all the solos before the obvious puberty set in.
Yeah.
But... And it sort of stemmed from there, really. And from that, like I said, I used to travel around the country a lot, going to see these open-air concerts in the grounds of Blenheim Palace, in the grounds of Romsey Abbey, Bewley Abbey. And it's just such a fantastic atmosphere, you know. And you're amongst like-minded people. So, and those people are here, you know. But if they want to do it, they've got to travel and spend money.
Yeah. How would you sort of sell it to someone who's maybe never got into classical music before, where they might be thinking, classic Isle, it just sounds like it's not for me? Well, how would you sort of say to them, give it a try?
You look at films these days, the film scores is the biggest part of a lot of these new films, Harry Potter, you know, all those films. Lord of the Rings trilogy, Braveheart, you name it, all these films have got massive film scores that come with them. When you look at the likes of Platoon, you know, that ending when the helicopter's drawing away and he's getting obliterated, but they're playing Barber's Adagio, written in 1912, you know, in the background, and it's such a strong image.
Yeah.
But I defy anybody not to have a favourite classical piece.
Yeah.
You know? So... keeping that in mind, the repertoires that have been chosen are very much of the popular classics. There'd be something there for everybody, regardless of your age group, regardless whether you like pop music, rock music, there's something there, you know. And these people are so talented, their talent alone is enough to go and watch. You know, by all means, stop me in the street and ask me, and I'll convince you otherwise. You know, it's there to be had.
Yeah, brilliant. And give us a bit of detail about the event then now, because it's early September, isn't it?
Early September, first weekend. So it kicks off on the 4th, which is purely an evening event. So 4th is a Friday
night.
Evening.
Yep.
From 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And that is going to be a mixture of operatic West End musicals. We've got Ben Johnson, who's a tenor, and his wife, Susanna Hurrell is her name. They're both ex Royal Academy of Music, both stunning performers again in their own right. Susanna is performing at the Royal Opera House, and Ben, he goes around, he travels the world. So they're going to be doing a mixture of operatic arias. Margaret Keys, who's known as the Irish songstress, she's absolutely fine voice, and she's going to sing again a mixture of operatic arias, but on top of that she's going to sing some West End musicals, some favourites from those. Absolutely amazing singer, and she actually 3 weeks ago I think it was now, she actually sung for the Pope at the Vatican. This is the sort of company we're keeping. And held an audience with the Pope. So that's the Friday evening sorted. And also, just to kick it off, Sean Sheba is a young lad from Scotland, plays classical guitar. Again, broad spectrum of types of classical music he'd be playing.
So just in one evening, you've got quite a range of stuff.
Yep,
so something for everyone sort of thing.
Straight away on the Friday night. On the Saturday, again, it sort of expands even more. On the 2 o'clock on the Saturday, the Kew Wind Orchestra, which is an orchestra made up of 40 members, They've got percussionists and obviously all the wind instruments you can imagine. But they're coming down especially from Kew in Surrey. Absolutely fantastic. They do a bit of a bluesy type, jazzy type first half, and the second half is going to be a full-on proms affair. You know, Jerusalem, pomp and circumstance, all that sort of thing again, which everybody knows.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know whether you're aware, but about a month ago we did some auditions for the Ireland Talent Showcase.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yes, right. Well, we auditioned a group of youngsters that applied to come and play at Classica, and we selected five youngsters, which you can see on the website. If you just click on the website, you can have a look on there, who are absolutely fantastic. So what we're going to do is give them a showcase. So we've got an hour of performances from these five youngsters who are going to go up on the stage. Would never get this opportunity anywhere else.
Yeah, brilliant.
This is what we want to try and do, is build up the Ireland talent, really. Yeah. Once they've been and gone, we've got a mixture then of Sean Sheba, again, who's going to come on as classical guitar. Amy Dixon, who's an Australian lass, who plays a saxophone. She plays classical tunes on a saxophone. And again, if you get the opportunity, have a look at the videos on the website, www.classicisle.com. Amazing to see, absolutely amazing. So again, you know, it's bringing classical music right bang up to date with a saxophone.
Okay.
Then we've got Margaret Keys again, who's going to come back and entertain. And then the headliner for the evening is the London Mozart Players, which are England's oldest chamber orchestra.
Yeah.
They've been going since 1949. Absolutely fantastic. They travel the world. They've just come back from China. They go everywhere, and we're really lucky to have them. You know, they were the ones I wanted to get here initially, but absolutely fantastic orchestra.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing a mixture of Baroque and Romantic. I mean, again, there's so many pieces within their repertoire which people would recognise. You know, we've got Barber's Adagio, we've got Britten's Simple Symphony, we've got some Vivaldi, and we've got some Mozart. You know, there's a broad spectrum. So that sort of finishes the Saturday. So from 2 till 10, a rolling program, and there's lots of little other things going on as well, which are going to be sort of put together at the final minute.
Yeah.
On the Sunday, which again starts at 2 o'clock, the London Mozart Players are staying on, so they're going to kick off the Sunday again. Straight after them, again, we're going to have the Ireland Talent Showcase, do something slightly differently. So the Ben Johnson is then going to interact with Sean Sheba, so they're going to do he's going to sing obviously his arias along with the classical guitarist. Martinas, who's this young Lithuanian fella, plays classical tunes and on accordion. Again, the video is on the website. It's a sight to see. Watch it. He's so energetic and enthusiastic, and to play the full Vivaldi Four Seasons, which he's going to be doing for us on an accordion.
Wow,
absolutely amazing. So there's a bit of everything, and then obviously we're throwing into the mix Margaret Keys, Amy Dixon, and to finish the night is a five girl group, choral group called Celeste, who last year supported Catherine Jenkins on a UK tour. So you know, we're in good company, and they are top notch performers, every one of them. And once they've been finished at 10 o'clock, firework display to say thank you and good night.
Oh, well done. That sounds a brilliant event. Yes. Paul,
yeah, well, hopefully.
And that's been what, 5 years in the planning?
5 years in the planning. It's taken a year to sort of put all the bits and pieces together, and obviously get a foothold in the door. It's all going to be held at Northwood House, who have been fantastic. PC consultants, Sean Colson especially, have been, you know, behind it all the way, putting everything together for me. And you know, the plan is long term is to roll this out on an annual basis.
Okay.
So next year we'll have something similar size, similar format, but different acts.
Okay.
So, you know,
are you already lining people up for next year?
We are,
You surprised me.
Already got them. As you can see, I
am
passionate.
Are you naming names yet?
Nope.
No.
Not at this moment. But they're people that people will recognise.
Yeah. So we should say that Classic Isle is here to stay, should we?
Let's hope so. Yeah, I mean, obviously we need the Islanders to get behind it.
Yeah.
You know, this is for them. This is not for me.
Yeah.
It's not about money. It's about passion, you know. I'm passionate about classical music, and I just want to open up to the islanders, open up to the the masses, and
just struck me. I mean, I've been around a bit myself, but around the clock several times, but there can't be that many festivals of this kind.
There aren't. There's nothing out there.
Of this style.
No. Right. They do festivals, but what they class as a festival is they do one concert per night over the course of a week.
Yeah.
To actually combine it all into one weekend is different. You know, it's new, it's exciting, it's fresh, and you know, with the mixture of acts we've got, as I said previously, there's something for everyone. You know, we've covered everybody's taste.
So it's more like a relaxed pop festival.
That's exactly what it is.
But it's classical music.
I mean, you've got. Two ticket types. You've got the lawn ticket, which basically allows you to come along, which is £35. You come along, you bring a hamper, you bring your wine, you sit on the grass, or we are looking to provide deck chairs, but we're still working on that. And you can come and go as you please. You don't have to sit there for the whole 8 hours. You know, if you can pick and choose who you want to see, but you've got a full 8 hour program to watch.
Yeah,
the VIPs, you pay £60 for a VIP ticket. For that, you're in a covered marquee with a private bar. Obviously, you've got private toilet facilities. You get an island produce hamper on arrival, a glass of Prosecco as a little hello and welcome. And again, with that, you know, you're sat in a comfy sofa in a covered marquee. It doesn't get any better. You know, you're sat in it and listening to sublime classical music. Again, a very relaxed affair. The only other thing I would add is, obviously, a lot of people are bringing up about the weather. It's an open air concert. You've got to accept that the weather might or might not be detrimental. But we are British, you know. We carry on and we get on with it regardless. Saying that, there will be covered refuges. So if the weather is that bad, there is somewhere to go, you know. We're not going to just discard you on the lawn and let you get on with it. We are going to make allowances. But we've looked at the long-term weather report, and that period is good. We've got an Indian summer coming, so.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you're looking very well on it, Paul.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Amazing what you can do with tablets.
Yeah. Okay. So there's only, about a month to go now?
We're counting.
And how do people get hold of a ticket?
Right. Tickets, obviously, via the website, www. Was that too many W's? That's three, wasn't it?
Three W's.
ClassicIsle.com. Or you can buy tickets at the County Press Shop. You can also buy tickets at the Visit Isle of Wight Centre, which is the old Guildhall in Newport. And we are looking at, I'm just waiting for a call back, because we are supporting the hospice. We're looking to get them into the hospice shops as well.
Okay.
So there's one of those in every town. So there's no rhyme nor reason why you shouldn't be able to get hold of any of these tickets.
Yeah.
And you can also ring, there is the number, 01983 520524. You can ring that number. If somebody doesn't answer the phone, leave a message and we'll ring you straight back, and you can buy tickets over the phone.
Okay.
So either way, we've got it covered.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, I bet you're looking forward to this, Paul, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I think I might be worn out by then. I'll just go home to bed.
You'll be on one of the sofas in the marquee.
I think
Paul,
unconscious on the floor.
Somebody's slapping your face. Come on. It started.
I'm sure I'll be there for the compliments.
But it's a true labour of love, Paul, isn't it?
It has been, It's hard work, and it's, you know, the biggest issue that I've had is getting people to respond. Because it's a new thing, people are very sceptical. But you know, this hasn't been done lightly. Everybody's behind it. Visit Isle of Wight, Red Funnel, Isle of Wight County Press, NFU Mutual, Seafields Estate Agents, I hope I've missed anybody, and PC Consultants, and Lizelle, of course. They've all come on as partners. Now, they don't do things like that lightly. This is something that they all believe in, all passionate about, the same as I am, and all want to see it go on, you know? So it's there to be had.
Yeah.
All we want is the islanders now to step up and support us.
Fantastic.
And next year, who knows, have something better, something bigger, but it's there for the islanders.
Well, looking at you, my money's on you, Paul. I'm sure it'll be a great success.
I hope so.
And we'll see many more classic isles in the future.
Yeah,
I think you will get the support.
It's definitely there. It's definitely there. So
I've got to come after that. I've got to.
Well, you better.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll
hold
you down.
You'd better.
I've convinced
What's
you,
that?
And then I've got no hope.
You'd better, he said. You heard it here first. You'd better. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Paul.
Not a problem.
Fantastic
Thank you.
To meet you.
You too. Bye bye.